I'm dreaming of phone lines, but we're on hold. You couldn't connect to your instincts tonight. I'm dreaming of phone lines, but we're on hold. You couldn't connect to your instincts tonight.
Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico, you're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time
on Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
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 I am playing games.
Cactus.
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 Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
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 Cactus, this cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
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 It's going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 You're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hey everybody, you're listening to The Snowplow Show for January 31st, 2017, and I'm your host for today, filling in for Roy Gerbel. This is Brad Carter. Today is going to be the best show ever, mainly because the sponsor of today's show is Broccoli Bear. Thanks, Broccoli Bear, for supporting the show on Patreon at patreon.com/phonelosers. Before we get started, I have a prank call update that I received about 2 weeks ago, but I suck at answering my email, so I'm just now seeing it. But this email is from Nikki D, and you guys remember the church lady who needed some reusable bags, so she called a grocery store and, you know, tried to get some free ones, like a hobo. Nikki D is the one that sent that in, and he says, "Hey Brad, Nikki D here with a prank update. You called April, the church lady who needed reusable bags for drug sales. You know how she said she submitted an application? Well, she got the job in the kitchen, and she's trying to find Tom Gavin. By the way, he's the janitor. I guess he gave me a real person's name to use, which is the janitor. I've placed lunch orders with April a few times, and she's asked if I know Mr. Gavin, the manager, and if he has any involvement with drug sales. Just wanted to let you know what's going down, and I'll keep you updated. Cactus, cactus." So thank you, Nikki D, for the update on that prank call. Hopefully you guys remember it.
I don't really think I'd make a good cashier.
Ah, yeah, I see. Well, you know, this isn't a job interview. I'm just calling about these bag things. I'm not like a manager
okay, yeah,
or anything.
If you guys do that for us in November, the church office will give you a letter, you know, for your tax write-off and everything.
Can they send us a picture to prove what you're doing with the bags? Because, I mean, you know, Grand Thanksgiving, that's a really big drug.
Is this your cell phone number?
Yeah, I'm calling from my cell phone.
All right, I'll actually send you over a picture of it. How's that?
Yeah. I want to see these bags firsthand, not being used for drugs.
Okay. The only drugs that will be in is L-tryptophan that's in the turkeys.
That was a short clip from that call, in case you didn't remember what I was talking about. Anyway, let's get started with the show after a very quick word from our sponsor.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everybody's Christmas gift at the same place? Maybe you can. I'll let you in on a little secret. The Holiday Gift Center at Blockbuster. After all, everybody has a favorite movie. And who has more favorites than Blockbuster? Besides having more movies to rent, they also have more movies to give. Oh, plus they have all kinds of video games for the kids. So take care of everybody on your list. Make it a Blockbuster holiday.
I got an email from Dr. Punchy. Dr. Punchy says, "Hey, pretty boy Roy, I just called every Blockbuster location listed on their website. The ones you see below actually answered. So if you ever decide to revisit the idea of calling Blockbusters, you now have a confirmed list of numbers." Thanks, Dr. Punchy. This list looks very similar to the one I received before, but there are a lot of blank spots, I guess, where Dr. Punchy took out the numbers. But the numbers are all in the same places, like the first bunch of them are in Alaska, which I didn't call last time because it was early in the morning and I didn't think they'd be up yet. But it's a little bit later in the afternoon, though, so let's try a few of these and see if they pick up. Hi there, I just needed to find out if you have a movie in.
What movie?
It's Jerry Maguire.
Jerry. Let's see, Jerry Maguire.
Yeah.
No, we do not carry it.
You don't? Not at all? What the hell?
Not at all. It looks like it might have either got damaged or something.
It's a classic. It's a classic from the 90s. It's the Show Me the Money movie. What the hell? You don't have that?
Unfortunately, no.
All right. I was just kidding anyway. It's 2017. I'm not going to rent a video. All right. Let me know where I was going with that. But really, what the hell? Jerry Maguire? Come on, you're required to have that if you run a video store. That's just a requirement, you guys. The reason Jerry Maguire is on my mind is because I saw an article today about a video store slash art project that opened up. It's a full-size video store, but the only thing they carry is Jerry Maguire on VHS. Like, the entire store, every single video is Jerry Maguire. In fact, let's look this up on Google real quick, because I think it exists right now. You can go visit it. Looks like it's in Los Angeles, and it's a video store that carries approximately 14,000 VHS copies of Jerry Maguire and nothing else. The store opened on January 13th as part of a new project from the art collective Everything is Terrible. Oh, but the article says the tapes are not available for rent or purchase. What a bunch of bullshit. Just like the Blockbuster that I just called, it's not available for rent or purchase. Anyway, let's call the next number on the list. This list is going much better so far than the other one that was sent to me. I think it was Nikki D that sent these to me before, but most of them were broken. Of course, I wasn't calling Alaska then, so maybe that's the only reason these are picking up. Maybe Dr. Punchy also sucks.
Blockbuster, can you hold, please?
Okay.
Hi, can I help you?
Hi there. I wanted to find out if you have any copies of Jerry Maguire.
Jerry Maguire. I have two copies on DVD in the store.
Oh, nothing on VHS?
No.
Okay.
No VHS.
All right. Well, no, I was just kidding anyway. This is Jim from the corporate office with Blockbuster. I know people don't really call up and ask for videos anymore. I was wondering, could you tell me if you've had any business yet this month?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Why wouldn't I have business?
Oh, I don't know, because it's 2017.
Yeah, we're in Alaska.
Well, yeah, I know.
There's still, like, 7 stores open in the state.
Oh, that's weird. Man, it must be weird there.
Mm.
Must be really weird. Can you tell me the name of the last customer that came in?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm not giving out customer names.
Well, just the first name. It's okay. Can we do, like, a prank on the most recent customer? Like, can we put in, like videos that they never checked out? Ah, she didn't like that. And what was with the whispering? Did you guys hear the whispering when she first set down the phone and put me on hold? What was that about? I'm going to go back and listen to that real quick.
Hi, can I help you?
She was whispering that she put me on hold. Here, let's turn up the volume a little bit on this.
Let's put him on hold.
Hi, can I help you?
Oh, okay, I heard it that time. I guess the manager gave her the, you know, who the fuck is it motion. And she's like, I don't know, I just told him to hold, please. Like it was the biggest secret ever. Why'd she even have to put me, why'd she pick up the phone if she couldn't even, you know, ask me what I needed? Who the hell was that? Maybe she's bringing her kids to work today or something. We're still in Alaska. So many stores in Alaska. It's crazy. I must not have anything to do there.
College Road Blockbuster, this is Kelsey.
Hey, Kelsey. This is Jim from the corporate office.
Hi, how can I help you?
Hi. I needed to find out how many beta tapes you still have there as opposed to VHS tapes.
Let me go ask my manager real quick.
Okay. Oh shit, it's this. This song, is this where I got this from? From Blockbuster? You guys remember this song, right? Creepy. I'm not even gonna cut this out of the podcast. I'm gonna leave the whole thing in there. As long as it takes her to get the manager. That's how long this hold time's gonna be. You guys aren't gonna hear any cuts. Because the song's amazing. I call it the creepy carnival music. I bet this is what those clown sec people fall asleep to. She's probably trying to convince the manager that there's really a call. It's like, what? A call?
We don't get calls anymore. We stopped getting calls in 2008. Okay, maybe I'm going to cut some of this out. This is taking a long time. Maybe. There's probably not even really a manager there. Manager quit. Employees just kind of kept it going. They're like, we don't have anything else to do but work at Blockbuster. We live in Alaska, right? Fun fact about Alaska. Did you know it's fucking huge? I mean, I always thought it was just a little thing down there in the middle of the Pacific, down on the bottom. About the size of, I don't know, New Mexico or something. But holy shit! It's like as big as the country. Sorry, you guys. I failed geography. I was really surprised when I saw that. I'm definitely going to edit that out of the podcast. I don't want people knowing I'm that dumb. Entire episode is just going to be this.
Thanks for holding. Can I help you?
Hi, this is Jim from the corporate office. How you doing?
What corporate office?
The Blockbuster corporate office. Don't get all snippy with me, lady. I'm just trying to do business here. I need to find out how many beta tapes you have.
This is a prank phone call. Thanks for waiting on hold.
Thanks for what? She just put me back on hold. Was she listening to me the whole time? What's happening now? She's calling the cops on the other line? Alright, I guess I'll hang up. That didn't go anywhere. And I don't know what I was going to say about beta tapes. I don't know where I'm going with any of these prank calls. Like, really, what do you say to a Blockbuster today? Just like, aha, you still run a Blockbuster. That's funny. Maybe I should let them know that the robots are in the way to replace them. They have a right to know, right?
Blockbuster, this is Elena.
Hi, Elena. This is Jim from the Baxter Robotics Company. I just wanted to make sure you guys were going to be there today to accept the delivery.
Delivery of what?
Well, they're shipping several large crates there. They've got the new robots.
I didn't order any robots.
Oh, no, it's something the Blockbuster corporate office sent out. They're doing this to all the remaining locations.
No, it's corporate Blockbusters.
Oh, no, there is still, you know, they still have corporate business to tend to. They're going to be replacing all the humans there, though, with robots.
Oh, that'll be awesome. So I get the rest of the day off?
Well, you get pretty much forever off. It's not really
nice.
A vacation. It's more like a firing.
Oh, nice.
Or not a firing, you know, just a replacement. You're being replaced. You're outdated.
You're phased out.
Yes, exactly. Thank you for that word.
Well, I'm not sure how the employees are going to feel about that.
Well, you know, they don't have a choice. You know, we won't have that problem with the robot employees. They don't have to feel about anything.
Oh,
they'll just follow their orders.
But if we don't accept the delivery of the robot employees, then
it's happening.
Be working here.
No, we're bringing servicemen with us, and we're going to be setting those up today behind the counter.
Okay. Dang it.
Yep.
Okay.
Sorry.
What time?
Any second now.
Okay.
Basically, look out the window and wait.
Okay. All right.
Driving over the bend.
Gathering my stuff.
Okay. All right.
Robots don't need my stuff.
No. You can keep your stuff.
Okay. I'll keep my stuff.
All right. Have a nice day.
Okay. Thanks. You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh my God, you guys. She totally bought it. She believed everything I told her. She's gathering her stuff as we speak to get the fuck out of the store forever. She's probably going to update her resume while she waits. We're still in Alaska. This is the last Alaska Blockbuster that I'm calling right now.
Thank you for calling Blockbuster. This is Kenai. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Blockbuster.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I would like to speak to Trey.
Oh, no, that's okay. I was just trying to get an idea of how many customers you've had so far today.
Today... Jeez, I've been running like stacks and stuff.
Well, would you say it's been busy?
Yeah, it's been pretty busy today.
Oh, like, so, I don't know, like 10 people then?
I'd say probably like closer to 20s or 30s.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. Crazy.
But I guess that's a good thing, though.
Actually, I'm not really with the corporate office. I'm with Family Video. We're getting ready to open up a location there right across the street from you. And I just wanted to get an idea of what the business was like so we know how much we're going to steal from you.
Oh, okay.
So just so you know, Family Video coming up right across the street.
All right. I'll make sure to let the boss know we got competition coming.
Yep, you guys are done for. We're gonna take over everything.
This
whole town, yep. It's gonna be nothing.
There goes my job.
Yep. Well, you know, we'll have positions open over here.
Perfect.
As long as you know, you have a pretty good attitude. You're not cursing at me like the other store was.
Oh, geez.
Yep. So okay. Well, you know, come and bring in your application anytime.
Alrighty. You guys have a good day.
So that was the last of the Alaska ones, and then there's a bunch of blank spots, I guess, where Dr. Punchy found a bunch that were not answering or were disconnected, and we're down to a part of the list where it's, I'd be breaking the rules if I called him, but I think I'm going to do it anyway, because these next three, they're in Oregon. They're not local to me, but they are in Oregon, which I try to stay away from, so wish me luck. I'm going to try and get through this call without making any bomb threats or threats of bodily harm. We'll see how I do.
Blockbuster, how can I help you?
Hi, this is Jim from... I'm a representative with Redbox. You know those red machines out in front of 7-Elevens?
Yeah.
And I just needed to find out, would you mind if we put one of those Redbox machines out in front of your store? Just right next to the doors.
I'm not sure. I'd have to ask my boss.
Okay, well, we're just going to put two of them out there. Just like one on either side of the door.
Okay.
Yep, it's not a big deal. I mean, really, you just said okay, and I have a recording of you saying that it's okay. So I'm going to go ahead and put this down as a yes. Let me type this in. And it looks like they can go ahead and be there today to go ahead with the Redbox installation. So I think in about 2 hours they should be there. And do you have plugs outside? Oh, she did not like that. She hung up on me. Let's try the next Oregon one.
Blockbuster.
Hi, this is Jim from the Redbox company. We put those big machines out there, you know, that let you rent videos.
Yeah.
And we're going to be putting a couple in front of your store today. And I was wondering if you guys would mind if we put one inside the store also.
This is a Blockbuster store.
I know. It's just a little bit of friendly, healthy competition, that's all.
Oh,
but I mean, you don't have to let us.
That would be something that you'd have to talk to the owner about if you're going to be putting something on in our buildings or anything like that.
Okay, well, we don't have to put it inside the building if you're going to be like that about it. But we're going to be coming later today to go ahead and install those two.
Well, I mean, the owner of Blockbuster also owns this building, so it would be something like if you're going to put anything out here, then you'd have to make sure it's okay with the owner of the building.
Well, it's like a public sidewalk, basically, so I think it's okay. But do you have plugs out there? Because we don't have anywhere to plug them in. Hello? She hung up. Okay, maybe I should ask to talk to the owner. Or no, let's not call back twice when it's semi-local. I can't believe we have three Blockbusters left in Oregon. That's crazy. Let's move on to the next one on the list. And this time I'm going to get an owner on the phone.
Blockbuster, this is Alex. How can I help you?
Hey, Alex. This is Jim from the Redbox company. I just needed to let you know we're going to be coming by later today. We're going to be installing a couple of those Redbox machines out on the sidewalk.
Okay.
Yeah, right by the front doors. Do you know if there's a plug out there? Because we need a place to plug it in.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Oh, there's no plugs? Okay, well, I think we're going to have to run a gas generator out there next to it until you guys install some plugs.
Uh-huh.
So it won't be a big deal, it'll just be kind of loud, and when the customers open the doors, a bunch of gas fumes might come in, but we'll try to put it around the corner so that doesn't happen.
Oh, perfect. I like breathing gas anyway, so.
Oh, okay, well, no problem then. Maybe we can just put it inside the store.
Yeah, sounds good.
In fact, can we just bring the machine inside the store and just plug it in? I mean, come on. We can coexist, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, why not?
Okay, so it looks like I have you on recording saying that it's okay. So it looks like we have authorization from this location. Let me type that in. They can be there today by about 4 p.m. to go ahead and start the installation process.
I'm going to be gone by then, so...
Okay, well, as long as somebody's there.
Okay.
Is the whole store closed by 4?
No, we're open till 10.
Oh, okay. That's kind of surprising. So anyway, we'll be there soon.
Can I help you with anything else?
Do you have any copies of Jerry Maguire on VHS there?
Nope.
Did you check? I didn't hear you check.
Yeah, well, we don't have any VHS.
Oh, do you have any DVDs of Jerry Maguire?
We do.
How many?
2.
What's the running time?
I'm not sure. It doesn't say.
I look on the back.
Actually, I have a lot of stuff to do right now, so...
Well, you won't soon because we're bringing the Redbox machines over. So we'll give you lots
okay.
of free time. So you may as well get used to
All
it.
Right.
I'm going to help you get used to it by asking you to tell me the run time for Jerry Maguire.
All right, let me find it.
Okay, hurry the fuck up, please. Do you guys still have the blue carpet?
Yeah.
That's going to clash with our Redbox machines. Is there any way you could change that real quick?
Yeah, no problem.
All right, just write a note for the manager. Blue doesn't look good with
okay,
red.
Okay, yeah, we'll do.
Does it still have that weird 80s looking design on it?
What?
The carpet.
No, it's just blue.
Oh, okay. Thank God.
An hour and 85 minutes.
Okay, thank you very much. That's kind of long.
Yeah, no problem.
Is that the extended cut, like a director's cut? Or is that just the normal movie?
Or is that not just the normal.
Is it the family-rated one or the X-rated special edition?
I think it's just the family one.
Okay, all right. Well, we're gonna carry that in our Redbox machine, so no one's ever gonna rent that one again.
Cool. Yeah, probably not.
You can basically just throw it in the trash right now.
Both copies.
Yes, please. If you could just do that,
yeah, okay.
Go ahead and do that. Thank you very much.
Yeah. No problem.
All right. Well, have a nice day.
Thanks. You too.
Enjoy your remaining, days or months or whatever of employment.
All right. Yeah. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
That's the last of them in Oregon. It looks like there's 2 left in Texas. So the breakdown from this list is basically, it looks like there were 3 in Oregon, 7 in Alaska, and 2 in Texas. That's all of the Blockbusters left in the entire country, apparently. Also, what the hell? He told me it was 1 hour and 85 minutes. Isn't 85 minutes mean an hour and 25 minutes? So wouldn't the video be 2 hours and 25 minutes? And is the movie even that long? Was he just screwing with me? Hold on, I gotta check something online here. Let's see. IMDb, they say the runtime for Jerry Maguire is 2 hours and 19 minutes, which is a little bit less than 1 hour and 85 minutes, so maybe it was some kind of extended cut. But does the DVD case really say 1 hour and 85 minutes, or was that guy just fucking with me? That was weird. Now I kind of want to call him back and clarify on that, but something tells me if I call back, he's not going to really want to talk to me. Call me crazy, but I don't think he will. So everyone's homework assignment for tonight is to get out your copy of Jerry Maguire on DVD. I know all of you have one. And let me know what the runtime on the DVD is. Is it 2 hours and 19 minutes? Is it 1 hour and 85 minutes? Or is it 2 hours and 25 minutes? And holy crap, 2 hours and 25 minutes for that movie? I had no idea it was that long. I don't think I've ever seen that movie before. I mean, I know the scene, everyone come with me, who's coming with me? Mainly because it's been spoofed so many times. But that's pretty much all I know about Jerry Maguire. I'm probably really missing out. We should have a movie night, you guys, and watch Jerry Maguire together.
Thank you for calling Blockbuster. Desi, let me help you.
Hi, this is Jim from the Redbox Company Corporation Incorporated Machine.
Okay.
And I'm just calling to let you know that we're going to be bringing over one of those big Redbox machines today, and we're going to install it on the sidewalk right outside your door.
So just in case you're wondering what those workmen are doing, they're installing a Redbox machine.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
We're going to put one on either side of the door. So when people walk in, they'll have the choice to use the Redbox machine instead of going inside.
Okay.
Is that a good idea?
I have no idea. I just work here, so.
Oh, okay. Well, is the manager there?
No.
Where's the manager?
She's off for the day.
Oh, okay. Well, I just need her phone number then.
I can't give you her phone number.
No, it's okay. I'm from the corporate office with Blockbuster. Remember when I said that?
There's no corporate Blockbuster.
Oh, yes, there is. There's still a corporation. We're still on the NASDAQ. You can go check.
We're a franchise.
Well, I know, but we're still a corporate office.
Franchise.
Yeah, but we still control you because you have the Blockbuster sign on your building and stuff. Well, shit. Hello? Hello? Aw, she picked up, but then she hung up. I think she's going to try and make a call, or dial *69 or something. Because that's the kind of thing a Blockbuster employee would do, dial *69. And holy shit, Blockbuster really needs to update their list of franchise locations on their website. I wonder what their website even looks like. Let's go check. Blockbuster.com. Looks like we have the Blockbuster logo, and we have a happy family sitting there holding a remote control and a container of popcorn, and they're all kind of looking up at the sky for some reason. Like, they don't look like they're looking at TV level, unless they're sitting on the floor for some reason. What a bunch of hobos. But the About Us section is empty. It's just like for general correspondence, for press contact information. And there's a news section, and when I click on that, it's an article that says Blockbuster to end domestic retail, DVD by mail services. Oh yeah, they had their Netflix ripoff thing where they were mailing out DVDs to people. That's an article from 2014. Anyway, okay, I'm bored with this. Those were my last calls to Blockbuster Video ever, probably. So thank you, Nikki D and Dr. Punchy, for making a bunch of mediocre prank calls just happen.
Arby, Jasper Flash, listen.
Okay.
When you call somebody, they ask, they say, oh, how are you doing? And you'll say, not too bad.
Mm-hmm.
Not too bad, that's a fascinating answer, because it implies there's a little something fucked up going on. But then you don't go into detail.
Well, you know, the whole FBI thing, that's what I'm referring to.
What about if next time somebody calls, instead of saying not too bad, they ask what's up, answer them. Go off on one of these Goldberg story tangents.
The reason I do that, I do the same thing in real life. I hate small talk. You guys, I hate it. That's my polite way of answering without actually answering.
Just keep adding detail after detail after detail about all the fucked up shit that's happening.
Yeah.
And obviously. Bullshit.
And if they try to stop me, I could be like, well, you asked. Why'd you ask if you didn't want to know?
Obviously bullshit, but and just see how long they hang on before they jump in and say, dude, what do you want? And then when they do that, you can call them
hilarious.
Asshole. Who doesn't give a shit about their fellow human and shit, man. Anyway, I just think that would be an interesting flip. I miss the Rube Goldberg stuff. This might be a way to tie that in. Anyway, man, peace.
I need to write out some responses to the question of how are you doing?
Hey, Brad, now that you're facing some felony charges by the FBI,
what?
I think it's about time you were starting to make some calls from the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility in Roy, New Mexico.
Yep, I'm probably going to end up there.
We haven't heard that for a long time.
I'll probably be doing my shows from the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility someday soon.
Hey, Brad, it's Matt from Colorado again. So disregard the last voicemail that I sent you a while back.
Matt, can you shut your dog the fuck up, please?
So I couldn't find the Miss Cotton episode that you were referring to. And so I looked at the Phone Losers Wiki. I looked everywhere.
Probably
you
just
to look,
doesn't email, exist.
And I still couldn't find it. So if anybody out there knows where the episode is or what episode it is, just kind of put it in the comments on YouTube.
They did that. They did that. I swear they did that. I think I played your voicemail or I played someone else's voicemail asking the exact same thing. And I remember someone posting a response to that, like they gave a link to where the show is. So you just need to listen to every single show in January, and you'll find the Mrs. Cotton call. I mean, don't listen to the shows, just look at the comments on every single show, and then you'll find it.
That might help me out. Anyway,
why do you want this? Are you trying to do a Richard Cardo and investigate me for the murder of Mrs. Cotton?
Hang on. I have some ideas for you, Brad, for some prank calls. I think you should call up some funeral homes and tell them that either you're dying or you have somebody in your family who's dying and they or you want to come in and try out some caskets.
That sounds hilarious.
Lay in some caskets and see which one is the most comfiest.
LOL, and most, I'm dying.
Appealing.
can we have sex in the caskets?
I will be sending you an email.
I plan to have lots of ghost sex, so I need to know.
Great Clips customers' names and phone numbers.
Yay!
So be on the lookout for that.
Can't wait for that.
Have your eyes open for that in the email that I will be sending you. So
I'm blind.
Keep on the lookout.
It's not funny.
Brad. Anyway, love the show. Keep on doing what you're doing, and catch you later.
All
bye.
Right. Bye. Thanks for the voicemail. I wish I knew where the Mrs. Cotton thing was, because quite a few people have asked me where that is. And I'm positive that somebody posted that in the comments somewhere recently, either on YouTube or on phonelosers.com.
Hey, Brad, it's high school graduate, you know, the Katy Perry fan. Anyway, I just listened to the January 27th show, and you ended the show with a couple people that didn't pick up the phone. And I feel like it's bad karma to... And they show on an incomplete call. So don't bring that bad juju upon yourself.
I didn't think of that.
Cactus.
Shit, maybe I should go back and edit that. Maybe get rid of those last couple of calls that didn't pick up. Now I'm worried.
Oh, dear Brad. Hey. Yeah, I just caught today's show and or the other day's show. Yeah, I actually was in the park and hanging out down there on Water Street.
That's
when,
weird.
You were doing your show. In fact, I caught it about 30, 40 minutes after I left that phone call. I was like, oh, crap. Well, he's live. What do you know? But the point of this phone call is, just going to leave.
You could have called into the request line and been like, hey, Brad, you know, quit doing your show. Come down and smoke some drugs, cigarettes.
But, the point of this phone call is, just going to leave a confession because I forgot the carding number. And that's not my confession. I often like to pick up hitchhikers and be nice and kind and buy them coffee and beer and stuff like that. And I might roofie them and take them home and dress them up in a dead sibling's clothing and take photographs like we're playing tea party
Why
when
not?
We were young and stuff like that. But okay, that's all. Have a nice day.
All right. Thanks, Corbin guy, for calling in and quit stealing my pallets.
Hey, Brad. It's Brad.
Hey, Brad.
The producer. I just started listening to the show from Friday. Today is the 29th, so Friday the 27th of January, 2017.
Thanks
and
for that.
And you mentioned all of the stuff you did to the Patreon page. You were letting all the Patreon guys know. I just wanted to say you completely wasted your breasts as well as all of our time doing that.
My breasts?
Because I got about 17,000 fucking emails for every change you made, and it was annoying.
Oh, yeah.
Say bye.
I've heard. Do you really get an email for every change I make, or is it just for every post I make? Because I posted about 10 things that day. I posted the missing hobo-sodes and the missing full shows and a bunch of stuff. But if you also got an email for every single page that I made a change to, that sucks. And I'm not apologizing for it, because I don't really care.
Hey, Brad. It's Crimson. So I was listening to the 7-Eleven show, and somebody in the voicemail was asking what episode... And this is Cotton Call.
Oh, here we go.
I don't know the actual episode,
Shit.
But I know there is a really good YouTube video.
Way to be useful.
With a drawing representative of the show. And what you do is go on YouTube and search for Mohawk Gardens.
Oh,
like
there
Mohawk,
we go.
Like the hairdo, gardens, and, you know, prank call or something like that. And you're going to get it. And, it's uploaded by the phone losers, so... Yep.
All right, there you go.
Bye, Brad.
That's how to find the Mrs. Cotton call. And I just searched for Mohawk Gardens. Nothing else, just Mohawk Gardens, and that's what comes
up.
Hello, Mrs. Davidson.
Speaking.
Hi. And unfortunately, this thing is 15 minutes long, and I'm not going to sit here and find the Mrs. Cotton thing. But I will put a link in the show notes to this video if you want to hear it. I don't know why you want to hear it. It's pretty boring, really. I just kill her, and it's over. It's over really fast. It was a very quick death.
Yeah, mentioned in your fucking Patreon the first 5 seconds of the show. Look at you with the self-promotion.
Yep.
Anyway, you guys can support Phone Losers at patreon.com/phonelosers, whatever it is. Go ahead and donate a few dollars. So do it. It's only a few dollars a month. It helps support the shows. And the best part is you get hobo-sodes. Homo is a homo-sodes?
where he
Same
calls
thing.
People.
Whatever.
And there's extra stuff. So let that happen and let that into your body and let that into your... Oh!
All right. Thanks, Jag TV, for promoting the Patreon and complaining at me for promoting the Patreon at patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/cactus. Jag TV wants you to sign up for that as soon as possible. $5 a month gets you access to the homosodes. We all love the homosodes.
Nobody has the movie I want.
Hey, if it's on video, Blockbuster probably has it. Our superstores have over 10,000 videos.
Wow.
I'll watch these fast and have them back tomorrow, I promise.
Relax. At Blockbuster, you can keep your videos for 3 evenings, so take home plenty. And use our 24-hour quick drop.
Do you have any children's videos?
Sure. Blockbuster is America's family video store. You know, we have more quality kids' videos than any place else. More movies, more nights, more fun.
Blockbuster Video. Wow. What a day.
You know, I'm kind of stuck on this whole video store thing, and I'm a little disappointed that with those Blockbuster calls, I didn't get really anyone that was super pissed about the whole Redbox machine thing. So I kind of want to give that another shot, maybe with a different video store chain. And the one other video store chain that I know of, it's called Family Video, and we've made prank calls to their customers before in the past on shows. So let's see if they still exist. I'm looking on their website at familyvideo.com, and they have... They claim 785 stores all over the Midwest. And you guys, I was in the Midwest a few years ago, and I went into a Family Video, and I couldn't believe it. It was really, really busy. So maybe video stores aren't as dead as we think they are, because they sure seemed to be busy when I went there. And I just want to tell a few of them that I'm going to do the Redbox machine thing, or maybe something similar to that, and see where it takes us.
Thank you for calling the Family Video and... Where kids movies rent free. This is Spruce. How can I help you?
Hi, is this the manager?
It is.
Okay, great. This is John from the Redbox Machine Video Company Incorporated.
Uh-huh.
And I just needed to let you know we're going to be putting one of those Redbox machines out there on your sidewalk, just outside the door. They say I'm required to let the video store owners know about that.
Okay.
So there's just going to be a big Redbox machine out there so people can rent videos. They won't have to come in the store anymore. It'll be convenient.
Okay.
Okay, well, as long as I have your permission, that's great then.
I have to give you permission for it?
Oh, yeah, it's okay.
Like,
No, you did already. You said okay, and I just needed that on recording so I can say that we got official permission to put it on the sidewalk out in front of
okay.
your store.
I'm actually not sure I have the authority to do that.
Oh, no, it's okay. It doesn't matter. As long as someone at the store says it's okay, then it's okay. So we'll be out there probably tomorrow morning to start putting the thing out there.
Your lovers love Family Video. This is Joey. How can I help you?
Hey, Joey. This is Jim from the Redbox Rental Machine Company.
Okay.
And I just needed to let you know we're going to be putting one of our Redbox machines out there on your sidewalk, just outside the door.
Okay.
Just so you guys would know what's going on. We're probably going to come out tomorrow morning and start construction.
Okay. All right.
And,
Sounds good.
Do you have a plug out there we could use?
What, you mean like an electrical outlet?
Yeah, because, you know, we got to have somewhere to plug it in, and we don't want to pay for electricity.
Okay.
Do you have an orange extension cord you could put out the door?
I am sure, yeah. I'm sure we'll have an extension cord. I can leave a note for who opens tomorrow, or I can just call them after this. And let them know and everything. I'm sure they'll be able to get you all set up.
Yeah, we just need an extension cord because we don't have any electrical outlets. We have to get permission for those. And it's a lot of red tape. It's really annoying.
Okay. Alrighty. I will get everything all set up for that for you tomorrow.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yep, no problem.
Have a nice day.
Thanks, you too.
I apologize. That will probably put you out of business soon. Ah, shit, he hung up.
Thanks for calling Family Video, where kids' movies rent free. This is Jordan. How can I help you?
Hey, Jordan. This is Jim from the corporate office of Netflix. Of Family Video.
Oh, of Netflix, what?
Oh, yeah, that was a total slip of the tongue.
What can we do for you?
So, we were just wanting you to do this this promotional thing where you just all the customers, as they're checking out, you just tell them that Netflix is better.
What?
Just be like, you know, thanks for shopping at Family Video, even though Netflix would have been more convenient if you could just do that for everyone. It's a new cross-promotional thing we're doing. It's no big deal. Don't worry about it. Just
Tell everyone that Netflix is better.
I don't think so.
Well, no, no, it's you have to. I'm with the corporate office. This is something we're doing.
No, that's ridiculous.
No, no.
There's no way I'm going to tell people that Netflix is better. That's silly.
Well, no, they're doing the same thing for us. Like, when people go to watch a Netflix video, it's going to say it on the screen. The family
video. Well, yeah, but I'm not going to tell them that Netflix is better.
Well, it doesn't matter. They've already rented the videos. Make sure you get their money first, and then tell them.
No, that's silly.
It's not silly. This is corporate policy. It's a promotional thing.
What's your name?
My name is Jim from the corporate office with Netflix. I mean, with Family Video.
Can I get your last name?
It's Barround.
Okay, 1 second. What was your last name?
Barround. It's like a round with a B in front of it.
Okay.
Jim Barround.
Sure.
Middle initial B.
Well, I will go ahead and send an email or something to the home office then, just to make sure that that's for sure.
Oh, that's fine. That's a good idea. But, you know, in the meantime, just make sure you tell everyone that Netflix is better.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for being a part of the Netflix team. I mean, the Family Video team.
Absolutely. Okay. Right. Have a good one.
Bye.
Thank you. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. That was weird. I don't think I was too convincing on that one, though. I don't know why. I don't know what gave it away.
Thank you for calling Family Video. Repeat cash, phones, and tablets. This is Justin. How may I help you?
Hey, Justin. This is Jim from the corporate office with Family Video.
Yes.
And we're just doing this new promotional thing. Is there any way you could just stand out in front of the store with a big sign that says, Netflix is only $8.99 a month? Cheaper than two videos a month here. You know, something along those lines.
Yeah, one second. My manager's right here.
Okay. Well, this is taking a while. I guess he wasn't right there. What, they don't have creepy hold music? Hello? Okay. I guess he was listening.
Thank you for calling Family Video. This is Rachel. How can I help you?
Hey, Rachel, this is Jim from the corporate office with Family Video.
Okay, hi.
Hi. I was just wondering, you know, we're just doing this new promotional thing, and could we get you to maybe get an employee to stand out in front of the store with a sign that says, you know, Netflix, they're only $8.99 a month?
Uh-huh.
That's like the price of two of our videos. It's a better deal, you know, something along those lines.
Like, have the sign say that, or...
Yeah, or maybe Netflix is better than Family Video. It's a promotional thing.
You just said Netflix is better than Family Video.
Yeah, it makes people think. It's kind of, it's reverse psychology is what it is.
I don't know what...
You don't know...
I mean, I can talk to my boss about it.
Oh, is he there?
Huh?
Is he there? Or she?
No. And it's Jess.
Oh, Jess. That's a weird name for a guy. Well, yeah, I can talk to him tomorrow, but in the meantime, if you could just hold up a sign and do that out in front, you know, for traffic, just wave at cars. You know how, like, Little Caesars, they have those, the girls that stand out there with a sign that says hot and ready for $5, like they're prostitutes?
I'm pretty sure they don't do that.
Oh, yeah, they do. I've seen them.
Oh, you have?
Yep. Look on the internets.
Okay.
Anyway, yours isn't going to make it look like you're a prostitute. You're just going to say Netflix is better. They're only $10 a month. How much are we renting new releases for these days? Like $9?
I feel like if you were actually from home office, you might know these things.
Well, it's different for every state, you know?
Which state are you from?
Well, I live in Michigan. I mean, Illinois.
Okay.
Anyway, how much are videos to rent nowadays?
Well, they're not that expensive.
Right. Well, okay, so like the, just for example, like just one movie, whatever a new release is, how much...
It depends.
What was the last
amount you charge to a customer for a new release?
I'm not sure if I should tell you.
Well, I'm not asking you for their social. Come on.
I just need to know, like, who this is. I'm kind of confused right now.
Okay, just forget I'm with the corporate office. Let's pretend I'm a customer. How much are your new releases?
It depends on what how new the release is.
You're impossible. I'm hanging up and calling a different store. Bye. And you're fired. Oh, okay, she hung up.
Thank you for calling Family Video, home of the free kids movies. This is Marina. How may I help you?
Hey, Marina. This is Jim from the corporate office with Family Video.
Hi.
Hi. Have they told you about the new promotional thing you're supposed to say when you ring up the customers?
No.
Oh, you just got to tell them that Netflix is better. Be like, thanks for shopping at Family Video, but, you know, Netflix is better. Just tell them that.
Okay.
No, I'm serious. It's a cross-promotional thing we're doing. They're doing the same thing to us when their customers check out.
Okay.
Yeah, so every customer... Is there a customer coming up right now? You could just try it out?
Actually, there's no one in the store.
Oh, big surprise. You know, video stores.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, yeah, just from now on, just, you know, make sure you get their money first, because we don't want them to think too hard about that and just walk out.
Okay.
So, yeah, just, you know, thank you for shopping here, but even though Netflix is better, and it would have been a better deal.
All right, I can do that.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Yep, no problem. Have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
It would be really cool if I could hear her say that to someone, but like she said, nobody's in the store. Because really, who would be in a video store?
Family Video, where kids rent free. This is Meg.
Hey, Meg. This is Jim from the corporate office with Family Video.
No.
Yeah-huh. Yeah-huh.
I said hello.
Oh, I thought you said no. I thought you weren't believing me.
Oh, no, I believe you.
Oh, yeah. I was about to rip into you. Well, anyway, I noticed you're not answering the phone with the new promotional thing with Netflix. Because I don't know if you got the email, but you're supposed to answer with, thanks for calling Family Video, even though Netflix is better. It's a cross-promotional.
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, it's a cross-promotional thing we're doing. They do the same thing for us.
Okay, I will remember that.
Okay, yeah, just write that down. You know, thanks for calling Family Video, even though Netflix is better.
Okay.
And maybe sound, like, slightly depressed while you say it.
Okay.
Okay, well, that's pretty much all I needed.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh, bye.
Bye. I have no idea if she's buying into it or not, but I'm going to call another one first, and then we'll go back to her and see if she answers correctly when I call her back. We'll call with a different number so we know she's not fooling us. I mean, I know it's not going to work, but you never know. It could happen.
Family Video, I'm with the Free Kids Movies. This is Deisha. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Jim from the corporate office with Family Video.
Yes, hi.
And hi, did you guys get the email about the new promotional thing? Because you're supposed to answer the phone with the Netflix thing.
Oh, I am so sorry.
Oh,
this
no,
is my first day back in a while.
Oh, no, it's no problem.
I was not told anything about that.
Oh, okay,
yet.
Yeah, just whenever someone calls in, just say thanks for calling Family Video, even though Netflix is better.
Okay, that's how you want me to answer the phone?
Yeah, and then you can say whatever you want after that part. It's just it's a new cross-promotional thing we're doing.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, you want me to say, hello, thanks for calling Family Video.
Even though Netflix is better.
Even though Netflix is better. I wrote it down just so I remember.
Okay.
Even though Netflix is better.
Yeah, it's some wacky thing those marketing people came up with.
I like it, though.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Anything else?
Oh, no, that's it. That's all I needed to make sure that everyone's answering the right way.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
Thanks. Have a nice day.
Have a nice day. You too.
Bye. Okay, we have two of them that say they're going to do it. I don't know if I'm convinced, but I'm going to call that first one back, and we'll make sure she's doing things properly.
Thank you for calling Family Video. This is Meg.
Oh, hey, Meg. You didn't answer with the thing. You're supposed to answer with the thing.
With the Bing?
No, with the thing. You know, the Netflix thing?
Oh, yes. I was actually going to call you back because I was going to write that down. What is that exactly?
Okay, yeah. It's, thank you for calling Family Video, even though Netflix is better.
Okay.
Okay.
And can I ask why we would say that?
Oh, it's just a cross-promotional thing. They're doing the same thing for us when their customers call them.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, no problem. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Okay. I'm a little bit disappointed, but, you know, she wrote it down. That's a good sign. And it's been a few minutes now since I talked to that second girl, so let's call her back, see how she answers the phone, and chew her out if she doesn't do it right.
Thanks for calling Family Video. Even though Netflix is better, this is Daisha. How can I help you?
What was that? Netflix is better?
That's what Corbett told me to say when I answer the phone now.
Oh, okay.
Well, I sure don't think it's better.
Well, I never thought of it. I think I never even signed up. I think I'm just going to hang up and sign up with them. I was going to get a video tonight, but I don't know. Netflix sounds pretty cool now.
Right. Well, I hope not.
Well, no, I mean, you shouldn't have said it. I'm going to sign up right now. I'm hanging up. Done with video stores forever.
Right. I hope not. We need you.
Well, I just don't care. I gotta go.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
What? That was awesome. I can't believe she did that. Why would she do that? I was talking to Sunshine on Facebook while I did all that, and I told her what I'd done. And she wanted to hear them answer that way, so I gave her the number, and she recorded it and sent it to me in email. Let's see if it's in here yet. I want to see what she said to that person. There it is. Okay, so this is a conversation between whatever that girl's name is and Sunshine.
Thanks for calling Family Video. Even though Netflix is better, how can I help you? This is Daisha.
Oh, my gosh. Should I be...
You don't think it's a good thing to say either, right?
Should I be subscribing to Netflix or something?
The corporate office called me today and said that that's what I need to say on the phone. And
who called you?
This is not good. She's giving away secret corporate secrets to just regular customers like Sunshine. I do not approve of this at all.
Has reacted well to that statement.
Who called you today, you said? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
The corporate office, our headquarters, called and said, thanks, said that we need to be answering the phone with, even though Netflix is better, and everybody's hung up today.
Imagine that.
Aww.
That's a good thing to say, but, yeah. Anyway, how can I help you today?
How was that?
Well, I'm not sure now. I feel very conflicted. Maybe I'll go check out my Netflix first before I call back, okay? Have a good day. Bye.
Aw, that poor girl. Sunshine did the same thing that I did. She didn't even know I did that. She thinks she's losing so much business for the store by doing that. And what's this? It looks like I have another email from Sunshine.
Thank you for calling Family Video with Kids Rent Free. This is Meg.
Oh, hi, Meg. How are you?
I'm fine.
Okay, that's really all I needed to know. Thanks, bye.
Okay. Thanks for that, Sunshine. I guess I don't have to call Meg back because Sunshine did it already. And that's kind of disappointing. Meg's not doing it. Even though I called and chewed her out about not doing it, she said she was going to do it. But nope, she is rebelling against the corporate office. She's going to get her ass fired.
Thank you for calling Family Video, where we get new releases every Tuesday. This is Allison. How may I help you?
Hey, Allison. This is Jim from the corporate office with Family Video.
Uh-huh.
And I was just calling to find out if you have a Netflix account, like you personally.
No.
Okay, good. I'm just making sure, because we have to fire everyone that has Netflix accounts.
Oh, yeah. Nope, I don't.
Won't stand for that.
I don't even have internet.
Okay, thank God. But wait, I'm sorry, you don't have internet? How come?
I live way out in the boonies, and I honestly just don't have time for it, because I work two jobs.
Oh, I see. Okay, all right. Well, that's acceptable then, I guess.
All right.
If you did have internet, you wouldn't use Netflix, right?
No.
Okay. Just, you know, keep that attitude, and you'll do just fine here.
Okay.
All right, well, have a nice day.
All right, you too.
Enjoy your shift. Goodbye.
All right, bye.
Holy shit, you guys. She doesn't have internet. I mean, I'm sure she has it on her phone, but that sounds awful, not having internet. It's like she lives in Iraq or something.
My name's Colin. How can I help you?
Hey, Colin. This is Jim from the corporate office with Family Video.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just calling to find out if you have a Netflix account, like you personally.
I personally, my family does. I personally do not.
Oh, but you use it?
Yes.
Okay, you're fired.
What?
Well, just, you know, what the hell? Come on, we have every video in the store. Why would you even need to use it ever?
My family got it before I was hired on.
Well, they should have known better. They should have known to get rid of it as soon as you got a job at a video store.
It wasn't my choice.
Well, you're using it, though. It's your choice to use it. You admitted to using it. I have it on recording.
Okay.
Okay. You can save your job if you will yell out as loud as you can right now that Family Video owns me forever and they rule and... I don't know. Just yell something cool.
Okay.
Can you stand up on the counter and do it? Can you?
Why exactly?
Well, this to save your job because you know I'm going to fire you and stuff. So just jump up on the counter, rip off your shirt, and like wave it around like a helicopter, and be like, "Woo, Family Video!"
I don't think so.
Come on.
No.
This is totally legit. I'm really with the corporate office.
That's cool, but I don't think so.
All right, fine. Well, get pack up your stuff and get the fuck out then.
All right. I mean, the store will be unattended.
That's okay. We don't want communists working in our store anyway.
That's kind of a huge leap to make to state somebody who uses a Netflix account as a communist.
It sounds right to me.
That is your opinion. That is true.
No, it's a fact. I work at the corporate office. I only deal with facts here.
Again, that is your opinion.
No, it's a fact. I have it right here on my report.
That people that use Netflix are communists.
Yes, and the reports are facts. We'll send you a copy of it. We'll put it in your employee file that you're
awesome.
A communist.
I'll be looking forward to reading it then.
All right. Well, have a nice day.
You too.
And get the fuck out of our store right now.
Definitely will.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Why do people do that? Why do they say it like that? I hear that a lot. Okay, so you guys, I think I'm done with this whole video store thing. I didn't intend to go on this long with it, but at least we got a girl to answer the phone with Family Video. Netflix is better. And, oh, you know what? I'm going to try one more thing before we get going. And you're going to think I'm doing the same thing, but... Nope, it's okay. Don't worry. I know what I'm doing here.
Thank you for calling Family Video, home of pizza and a free movie. This is Maggie. How can I help you?
Hey, Maggie. This is Jim from the corporate office with Family Video.
Okay, hello.
Hi. We needed you to just start answering the phone as, you know, thanks for calling Family Video, even though Netflix is better. It's a new promotional thing we're doing.
Okay.
Yeah. And
I'll write that down.
Okay, yeah, write cool. It down. Just thanks for calling Family Video, where Netflix is better. Or even though Netflix is better, that you know, it's just whatever. You can make it up as you go along.
All right, gotcha. Just something about how we're better than Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's they're doing the same thing for us, so it makes complete sense.
Gotcha. So it's kind of like we're promoting each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
It's a great idea.
That is a good idea.
Yep.
Honestly.
We're definitely won't go out of business now.
Mm-hmm. We got Netflix promoting us.
Yep. We've hit the lottery, basically.
Uh-huh. All right. Cool. Thank you so much.
Oh, sure. Anytime. Have a nice day. Thanks for being a part of the team.
You as well.
All right, bye.
Thank you so much. Uh-huh. You have a great one.
Yeah, whatever. Okay. I don't have all day. I can't sit here and say goodbye for the rest of the night. Gotta
what?
Go. I gotta... I said thanks. You too.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye. Damn it, you guys. I didn't want her to believe me, and there's a reason for it. But holy crap, apparently this is really easy to do. Well, let's try one more. I want someone to not believe me. I need someone to not believe me, but I'm having a problem getting that to work. I've called several stores now. They all believe me.
Thanks for calling Family Video, where you pay cash for used phones and tablets. This is Annie.
Hey, Annie. This is Jim from the corporate office with Netflix. Family Video.
Hi.
Hi. Did you hear about the cross-promotion thing we're doing? You're supposed to answer the phone with, Family Video, even though Netflix is much better.
No, I did not. I was told to say thanks for calling Family Video, where we pay you cash for phones and tablets.
Oh, no, we're doing a totally new thing now that's completely
okay.
Completely legit and not fake at all. Just where you,
okay.
You say thanks for calling Family Video, even though Netflix is better. They're doing the same thing for us.
Okay.
Yep. So if you could just answer the phone that way from now on, that'd be great.
Okay, that's wonderful. I can do that.
Okay.
Okay, let me hear it one more time just so I make sure I have it perfect.
Oh, sure. Yeah, it's thanks for calling Family Video, even though Netflix is better. And then you can say whatever you want after that.
Okay.
You know, all the promos and stuff.
All right, that sounds great. I can do that.
Okay, well, thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
You guys, I've called five of them now. Five. None of them are disbelieving me. Like that one and the one you guys heard before, I deleted a couple, but those two, I'm pretty sure they're actually doing it. And I really wanted someone to not believe me so that I could prove it to them by calling those stores, or, you know, the store before that is apparently still doing it. So, I don't know. Let's try it one more time and see if this person will not believe me. Or if it'll just be another store that does it.
Hello, and thank you for calling Family Video, where you can get pizza and a movie. This is Chris. How may I help you?
Hey, Chris. This is Jim from the corporate office with Family Video.
Hi, Jim. How are you doing tonight?
Not too bad. We just needed to warn you about some prank callers that are calling in and trying to get people at the stores to answer the phone with crazy things about Netflix.
Okay.
Because, you know, if anyone calls and does that, don't believe them, because they're a prank caller.
Okay, I will let Rella know as well.
Okay, thank you. Oh, also, right, incidentally, we are doing a cross-promotional thing with Netflix, where if you could just answer the phone... just answer like Family Video, even though Netflix is better, and then just go on with the rest of, you know, what you usually say when you pick up the phone.
Okay. All right, yeah. I will let her know that.
Okay, well, I mean, you have to do it starting tonight. You have to answer the phone, you know, Family Video, even though Netflix is better.
Okay, I will make sure we are aware of that. Thank you very much.
Okay, but I mean, you're going to answer the phone like that the rest of the night, right? Because this is totally legit. You have to do it. I mean, all the other stores are doing it.
Hold on one second, please.
Okay. Holy shit, you have to convince them that it's fake. And you guys, I give up. I don't know what to do. I hear you breathing. Oh, just as I said that, he hung up. Oh, well, I guess he figured it out, but not soon enough for me to give him some proof. So I guess we're going to stop, but I kind of want to call these other stores now and see if they're still answering the way that they're supposed to. So let's just do a quick phone call on each of these. I don't know what to say, though, other than, you know, oh, okay, I'll go use Netflix then. All right, the first one is Busy, but that's okay, because that's the very first one. I didn't want to talk to her anyway. That's the one from earlier. She's probably figured it out by now.
Thank you for calling Family Video, home of pizza and a free movie. This is Maggie. How can I help you?
Hey, Maggie. My Netflix, I can't log in. I'm using Xbox 360. And it seems like it says the password's not working, but I know it's the same password I've always used.
For your
For Netflix.
For Netflix?
Yeah, I'm trying to get logged into Netflix and it won't let me in. It says it's the wrong password.
That's really strange. With Netflix, all I can think that would be caused by would be maybe check the email account that you're using.
Okay.
Otherwise, make sure, I guess, because I know, or at least as far as I know, Netflix is something where you pay every month, so just make sure, I guess, that maybe you've paid this month.
What? You don't
otherwise,
have Netflix?
I'm not quite sure what the cause of that could be.
Huh. Okay. Maybe there's a caps
really
lock
sorry about
key
that
on the Xbox.
Huh. Yeah, I would just check and make sure that you're using the right email, make sure you're using all the right uppercase and lowercase letters.
Okay. Well, you sure know a lot about how to log into Netflix for not having a Netflix account.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Oh, no, it's good. Thank you. It's good advice. I'll try it again. Are you guys still renting movies there, or are you just doing Netflix now?
Nope, we have, we've got movies and, we've got DVDs and Blu-rays for rent, yep.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, if I can't get this working, I might have to come in. I'll just bring my Xbox in and you guys can troubleshoot.
All right, we'll see what we can do.
Okay, thank you.
Best of luck.
Thanks, bye.
Have a good one, bye.
All right, she's not doing it. She's not answering the phone the right way. I'm kind of disappointed now, so let's try the most recent one, who I'm sure is still going to recognize my voice.
Thanks for calling Family Video, where we pay cash for used phones and tablets. This is Annie.
Oh, I was trying to get a hold of Netflix. I must have got the wrong number. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Well, shit, I thought I had two new people doing it. I shouldn't have called them back. I should have just continued on with that belief that they're answering the phone like that for the rest of the night. But at least that other girl is still doing it, as far as we know. I'm trying to call her right now, and the store line is busy, so we can't check for sure. So I think that's a good reason for us to just assume that she's still doing it and end the show. Thank you, Broccoli Bear, for sponsoring the show today. Also, be sure to visit the show notes today. There's really important links in the show notes, such as the video that has the Mrs. Cotton death call in it. And then there's a link to the Jerry Maguire video store. That's really important. And I just found this email from a guy named Ryan when I was looking at that other email at the beginning of the show. And this email from Ryan that says, "Hey Brad, I found a YouTube video recently made about the history and life of Blockbuster. Considering how calling Blockbusters was such a popular thing on the Snowplow show, I thought you or the listeners might find it entertaining. The video is well made and informative, and if you don't say something about it in a show, I just might have to call and leave voicemails until you do. Thanks, Brad." And that's from Ryan. And Ryan was nice enough not to call into the voicemail a bunch and beg me to leave this video, so I'm going to post it in the show notes. It's a good video. I just kind of skimmed through it. I think I'm going to watch it after I finish recording this. But it's a video on abandoned Blockbuster videos, I guess. That's the title of the video. It's very nostalgic, so everyone go watch that as soon as the show is over. I got a song request from Fucks Mulder. It's the song that you heard a small clip of on the beginning of this show, and it's called Phone Lines. I can't tell who it's by because of the MP3 file. It says USE Arcade High Kingdom featuring Haley Stewart. I haven't heard of any of those things, so who cares who it's from? Let's just listen to this song. It's called Phone Lines. It's about phone lines, you guys. You have to like a song about phone lines.
Thanks for calling Family Video. Even though Netflix is better, this is Deja. How can I help you?